So in this first section, we're going to have to take a look at some of the background information that is relevant for us in addiction and substance misuse, as well as behavioral addiction and behavioral misuse. You will see in this section a number of documents that cover a variety of topics related to the field of addiction and the field of substance misuse. You will also see some documents about behavioral addiction and so on. Please read through these documents. They're important for you to absorb so that you can get a general picture and background information about the client group you're working with. It is important to notice too that quite often people will present with multiple challenges. So somebody might be using a substance like prescription drugs, as well as misusing alcohol, or have a low level or severe alcohol dependency, and so on. So these topics tend to cluster together and overlap. When you start to work with a client, you will quite quickly see what the first main challenge is going to be, or what they're most concerned with doing something about. So for instance, that could be alcohol, or it could be gambling, or it could be some other behavioral addiction or dependency. But what we know is that we want to make sure that we keep our awareness widely around the other ways that possibly they are in trouble with associated behaviors or substances. These documents then will give you enough background information to orientate you around the field of addiction, and in particular the controversial topic of addiction as a disease. The controversy in the field continues because there is some debate around this topic. We have a clear position on this. We are not going to get drawn as recovery and wellness coaches into the debate at a professional level, because we're not required to do so in order to effectively coach our clients. The position is that whether recovery from addiction is essentially the same as recovery from a disease is only relevant if we think about it from the client's perspective. If our client is able to engage more usefully with their circumstances, if they feel like that they have a disease and that they wish to do something about it, then that is fine. If they do not wish to accept they have a disease, but they wish to do something about their issues, their drinking or their substance misuse or behavior problem, also fine. You can coach them in either circumstance. So fortunately for us, we do not need to be drawn into that debate and controversy. So please take a look through this material. I hope you enjoy it, and hope that you find yourself emerging from it with a good overall picture of the field, the way that some of the recovery thinking has developed in the addiction context, and also an introduction to Bill White.